Good afternoon. My name is Marcos from Pennsylvania Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential, and I assure you this is not a sales call. Are you registered to vote in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay. And may I ask if you are of a Hispanic race?
Yeah.
Are you no?
No.
Okay. And what year were you born, Mom?
1981.
Okay. And what is your race? White, Black, African American, American?
African American.
African-American, okay. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received, 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, or diploma equivalent, some college but no degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree, like the MD, DDS, or JD, or doctorate?
Diploma equivalent.
Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means that it just has some power, and 0 means that it has no power at all. How much power do you think your vote has from 0 to 10?
About a three.
Okay. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable toward them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. I'm going to go ahead and I'll start with the name of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. How do you rate your feelings toward him from 0 to 10?
A 0. I don't know too much nothing about him.
Okay, and what about Senator Bob Casey Jr. from 0 to 10?
7.
Okay, and what about the Republican Party in general from 0 to 10?
0. 0.
Okay, and what about the Democratic Party from 0 to 10?
A 9.
And what about Donald Trump from 0 to 10?
A 2.
What about Kamala Harris from 0 to 10?
A 9.
And what about Joe Biden from 0 to 10?
An 8.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? For Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent third party?
Democrat from Biden.
Okay. Like I mentioned to you, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote for to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidates?
Democratic.
Okay. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if it, even if neither is perfect? I'm going to read you two statements. Statement A reads, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. And statement B reads, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Which one comes closer to your opinion, ma'am? Statement A or statement B?
Mm-hmm.
And would that be somewhat or much more towards statement B?
Somewhat.
Okay. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? I'm going to read you three statements. The first statement reads, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. The second statement reads, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. And the third statement reads, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Which one of those is closer to your opinion?
A.
Okay. And in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? Your own future, do you feel positive or negative?
Yeah, I feel positive about my own future.
Okay. And what about the future of the planet? Negative or positive?
I'm not sure about that. Negative.
Okay. And what about the future of the country? Positive or negative?
Definitely negative.
Okay. And from your most recent voting experience in the November 2022 election, would you say that voting is getting harder or easier for you, or has it been about the same?
No, it's definitely getting harder because they're letting anybody try to get in office. It's all bad.
Okay. And would you say it's somewhat harder or much harder?
It's much harder.
Okay. And thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. I'm going to read you a list. Starting with, because voting doesn't change things that matter to me, it's too difficult for me to vote, I don't know enough about the candidates because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter, racist politicians have made it too hard for me to and people like me to vote, I don't have time to vote, I don't like any of the candidates. Which of those is that the best reason why you might not vote in the upcoming elections?
The first one is the one about the racist candidate, and like you said, the one about truthfully speaking, like, I don't feel like our votes matter. Like, they're going to do what they want to do anyway, so we don't matter.
That will be the first one, as you mentioned to me. So,
yeah.
Okay, let me go ahead and note that down. And who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. Democrats, all politicians, Republicans, racist politicians. Which of those is making it harder for you or for people like you to vote? You may select all that apply.
Racist politicians and Republicans.
Racist politicians?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me go ahead and note that down. And ma'am, below is a list of political potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the threat is near certainty to happen. A 5 means that you are not sure. A 0 means that you believe that the threat will certainly not happen. The first threat, ma'am, reads, having armed vigilantes, guards, polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote. Do you think that will happen from 0 to 10?
No, 0.
0. What about giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech? Do you think that would happen from 0 to 10?
A 9.
Okay. And what about increasing political violence in response to American elections? Do you think it would happen from 0 to 10?
A 7.
What about allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns? Do you think it will happen from 0 to 10?
10.
And what about restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters? Do you think it will happen from 0 to 10?
A 9.
Okay. And what about preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in a official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal? Do you think it would happen from 0 to 10?
A 9.
Okay, and what about creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives? Do you think it will happen from 0 to 10?
A 9.
And what about arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote? Do you think it will happen from 0 to 10?
A 5.
Okay, and what about sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors? Do you think it will happen from 0 to 10?
A 3.
Okay, let me go ahead and note that down. And how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? A big problem, somewhat of a problem, a small problem, or not a problem?
A big problem. What, they don't got no diapers?
Okay.
They don't have none?
And have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
Yes.
And yes, you know someone, or yes, personally experienced?
A personal experience and know someone.
Okay. And below are some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how concerned you are about the statement, where 10 means that you are extremely concerned about the statement, a 5 means that you are neither concerned nor unconcerned about the statement, and a 0 means that you are not at all concerned about the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. The first statement reads, MAGA Republicans are working diligently to suppress the voters of tens of thousands of Americans, sometimes by illegal, intimidating practices. How concerned are you from 0 to 10?
A 9.
Okay. And when we come, the second statement reads, when we come together and vote, we can choose leaders who will work to raise our wages and crack down on wealthy corporations who are price gouging and driving up the living cost. How concerned are you from 0 to 10 from that statement?
A 10.
And what about the statement that reads, now nearly 60 years after the passage of the Civil Rights Act, racist MAGA politicians want to roll back our freedom to vote and pick their own voters. How concerned are you from that statement from 0 to 10?
A 9.
Okay, and what about the statement that reads, MAGA Republicans are trying to silence our voices because they've seen what our collective power can achieve, like how we've organized in unions. to within higher wages against wealthy corporations. How concerned are you from that statement from 0 to 10?
A 10.
Okay. And here's a list of actions that people might take to participate on civic engagements or politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make a change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two. I'm going to read you a list with starting with calling, writing, emailing local politicians, engaging in direct action like attending sit-ins and occupying buildings, donating to political campaigns or organizations, marching in a protest, talking to friends and family about politics, volunteering for a local organization,